But my most favorite of all of the balls was Van Cliburn. The Philharmonic had Van Cliburn signed up for a concert for $700. Just before coming to Tulsa, he won the Tchaikovsky contest in Russia, came to New York, and they gave him a ticker tape parade. He came to Tulsa, and I was the youngest member of the executive committee, and so I got all the dirty jobs. I was in charge of Van Cliburn. He was just a kid. He brought his mother with him. His mother went with him everywhere. We had a grand dinner for them. So I said, Van, I said, what do you want to eat? I said, would you like steak, fish, or chicken? What kind of wine would you like? He said, no, my mother and I want hamburgers. Big, long table, black tie, mother at one end, Van at the other end. We're all eating steak, fish, and chicken, but two hamburgers. Then, of course, it was my job to take him to the concert hall, the old Brady Theater. He was going to do the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto, the one that he won the contest with. We pulled up to the stage door in the alley. I was very close to the telephone company. They were a little social in those days. There aren't anymore. They were on committees. They helped us raise money. And I had the first car telephone in Tulsa.
In 60?
In 58. I had the phone before 58, probably 57 I got the phone. And it wasn't like our car telephones today. I had a phone in the front seat and a phone in the back seat. Because from time to time, I would use a driver when I had important guests in Tulsa. We got up to the stage door. The house was filled. We were selling standing room. We were selling step seats. It's the largest number of people ever to be in the Brady Theater. Fire chief jumped all over me once over that. Van sees that telephone. He says, what is this? I said, Van, that's a telephone. He says, you're kidding. Okay, if I call my agent in New York? I said, sure, Van, pick it up. He called his agent in New York and told him all about this marvelous invention. And he hung up. He said, can I call my agent in Los Angeles? I said, sure, Van. So he picked it up, called his agent in Los Angeles. We sat there for 15 minutes, keeping a full house waiting for him to play.
That's great.
He played the Tchaikovsky, beautiful. He was going to do a Beethoven concerto in the second session, and he turned around to me, and he said, I don't think I can play it. He said, I don't know it too well. His mother was there, and we got him into the dressing room. She was rubbing him all over. We got him up, got him over to the stage, and I pushed him out. He did a beautiful job. He left Tulsa and went to Dallas, and his fee in Dallas was $10,000.
Man, what press coverage you got on that. It was huge.
Got lots of it, and it's full. The thing is full of it.
Yeah, that's a great story. And all those years launched the orchestra.
Yes, the ball helped launch it.
Yeah, that's great. You've done a great job here today. Okay. Wonderful insight into Tulsa. Intriguing. I did not know this was going to come out of you. I don't know what I expected.
There's much more, but a lot of it I can't tell.
Oh, yeah.
Three people have to die in Tulsa before I can write my book.
You plan on writing a book?
Yes, I'm going to write a book.
Because it will tell all.
After these three people die.
And I can't ask you who they are.
No, I can't go into that right now.
Are they older than you? Or are they?
One of them is my age. The other two are older.
Much of what we've done here could easily go into a book. What you talked about here. So this is part of your book. I sure appreciate it very much. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
All right.
That was wonderful stuff.